that's when he went down, and I didn't see him then. I had no reason to see him until he came back, and he had met Tom Forrester down there, and the two of them came here, and let's see, did I know Tom before that? Yes, I did. I knew him through his father, but that was I had a junkyard over on the River Avenue. As a matter of fact, I'm still working over there. My original yard was on Liberty Avenue on the other side, but I graduated to a big yard over here, and anyway, Stacy and Forrester come back. Now, I'll tell you how I met Tom's. I knew Tom's father. Tom's father worked in the workingman's bank over there, the German bank. And he did the. He did the investments and whatnot. He was a very, very sharp man. And I had this junkyard down the street from him. And I used to bank there. And after I became a depositor of a recognition, mm-hmm. There, I got to know Tom's father, and his father worked there as an advisor to, Winter was his name. Mm-hmm. He lived, as a matter of fact, his home was on Beachwood Boulevard. Mr. Winter's home was on Beachwood Boulevard, big home with pillars. Just the first house on the right-hand side as you come from if you enter Beachwood Boulevard from Negley Avenue down mm-hmm. at the far end, right. You know. And there's a big house on the right-hand side, big pillars, and that was Old Man Withers' home. Mm-hmm. And, but I never was in the house. I didn't know that's where his home. But I met Tom's father
at the bank,
where Old Man Larry was.
Tell me when Judge Weiss wanted you to meet Stacy. Was there some purpose that he was thinking of?
Only to help him go to. There, pay them, you know, his tuition or whatever he wanted. That's what he wanted.
This was probably the 1950s.
When Stacy.
So how did you become involved in the foundation with Stacy's name?
With Stacy's name?
Uh-huh.
It's called Leonard Stacy House.
Yeah, Stacy House.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. No. What I always respected him, mm-hmm. and I respected the work that he did when he came back, and I had a chance to I don't know how it began, but I wound up with a commitment. When he died, to
fund the Jewish Resident Service.
That's what it was.
Now that was a good opportunity.
I was going to put his name on it because I felt that he deserved the recognition. Mm-hmm. As a matter of fact, it was when that, they gave us this little dot thing the other day. She's back. She remarried. His wife remarried. And she was there. She came to this village ceremony. This is, but I don't know what her name is now.
Why did you choose the residential services as the recipient of it?
Residential service?
Mm-hmm. Why did you find it?
Find it? And Stacy's name.
And we thought it was a good opportunity for Stacy's
name to be recognized.
Mm-hmm.
And
we have a lot of things that we do in the have to be one of the which is a compliment.
And, well, it's, anyway, that was.
So you, in effect, helped Stacy to go to Duquesne? Did you help him with his tuition?
Sure. He couldn't have gone.
I see.
To Duquesne? No, wait a second. No, he was graduating from Duquesne when I met him. Excuse me.
Yeah.
He had graduated, and he was ready to go to, he was going to Harrisburg to work there.
I see.
And he needed the money to go there and work. And he got some sort of a job down there, and that's where he met Tom Forrester, the two of them together.
Yeah, you had mentioned something about tuition for Stacy, so I thought you helped him through the school.
No, I don't think I helped him with anything through school. He was through school.
Mm-hmm.
That was after school when he was going to Harrisburg.
Mm-hmm.
He knew what he wanted to do. He was going to there and become a representative of
a state representative.
State, is that what he became down there?
Possibly.
I think that's what it was. And that's where he and Tom teamed up, and when they came back, of course, that was it.
Were you involved politically before with anything before you met them?
No. I know, I'm still not politically involved.
Mm-hmm.
Huh?
Yeah.
Okay. Could you tell us about your early cultural life at home?
I don't know of any time that my mother didn't find a job.
Yeah.
You
had mentioned that you and other Jewish members of the community would go to the Hill District for various things. Was the Anna Heldman Center there at the time you were there? Eventually became the JCC, but at one time it was called the Anna Heldman Center.
Where was this?
On Center Avenue.
Oh, that was up. No, I never got to go up on there and enjoy any of the
activities right.
of the Irene Kaufman Center.
Right.
I think that's
what you're
right. talking
about.
Mm-hmm. And I knew they existed and I knew they were there, but I was busy. I never had time.
Because you had said you walked down from Schenley, that's quite a walk.
Well, I walked, that's the other way.
Yes,
coming
yes.
from Schenley High School.
Right.
That
right.
was the only high school, that was before Taylor Alderdice was built. Of
right.
course, I wouldn't have gone to Taylor Alderdice anyway. I lived in Lyonsville.
Right.
Schenley was the closest university,
mm-hmm.
or not high
side.
School. And that's where I went.
And you went to high school there, do you know what year? I mean,
Was it 29?
Yeah, 1929.
When the Depression hit.
Mm-hmm.
What was it? People were jumping out of windows.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
That was a year that I graduated.
Can you describe life then?
I had a job. Always had a job.
Mm-hmm.
As a matter of fact, I was managing a store for this Mr. Shapiro on Butler Street. And at night, I was going to Duke University at night school. I'm just trying. And it was on, was right across from the Klein's Restaurant that day.
Yes.
If you remember where the university used to have night classes. And I had night classes there. And then I'd go home sometime.
Did you do well in school?
Well, yeah, I had no problem. Mm-hmm. The only, why I dropped out, I'll tell you why I dropped out. The weather would be, it was so cold during the winter months, and I was there, and I'd work all day on the outside, and I'd come in, and I'd have my dinner after that, go to school, go into town, go to school, and I'd sit down. It was all right the first year, I think, but the third year, I couldn't stay awake. I'd get in this warm place after being out all day, and I just couldn't, I'd fall asleep, and I just couldn't keep up with the classes, so I just gave up.
What were you planning to take there? What, did you have a goal of any particular profession?
What did I at the time? I did have a goal. I don't remember what the goal changed.
Yeah,
were
right.
there any teachers ever in high school or college that you know that influenced you greatly, or any people? What? Oh,
his
tell
mother.
Us about your mother.
Mother is social.
I see a smile that just is beaming on your face now.
Yeah.
Jacob.
Actually, I wasn't the oldest, but I told you.
Right.
Yes, I was the oldest. And everything, of course, was at the. They came to me for whatever it was, you know. And my mother, of course, she pushed me. She never let up on me, and as a matter of fact, if she wanted to beat me, you know, she'd get on this chair and she said, "Now come over here." And so she would do that.
Did she make as great expectations of your sister?
My sister was younger. You know, there's quite a difference in
10 years.
Yeah, quite a difference in years. And she married, my sister, we had moved out from Lawrenceville, where the junkyard had been, and I had moved it to Morningside Avenue, and we lived on there, and that's when we start going to the synagogue. It was opened up at that time. Sophie, my mother. So she of course, was whatever she said, I had to do. I had to do. That was it. And I did. That's it. And
were there Jewish people on Morningside Avenue at that point?
There were a few. I think there were about 3 families on Morningside Avenue. They were just coming out. I knew one of them. We knew one of them, but I forget their names now. But they didn't stay in, but we went on and stayed there. Went to Bene Israel and started. That's when we started to go to Bene Israel.
Were you active in the congregation?
I never was active, but I went out of respect between, for my mother and father and whatnot. I really never got a chance to learn the Hebrew very well. I never had the time to do it, so I never became involved. But because my mother and father went there, I went there, and out of respect, I had to go there.
Did you have extra responsibilities because of your father's disability?
Well, of course. I mean, this, but none that, I would go with him in early mornings when we, the junk business, he had peddlers. He would have got to where we had this place of business. Originally it was he and his brother, and then his brother, as I told you.
Right.
There was, in those days, moonshine developed, and he married this woman who had a moonshine deal up on Wiley Avenue or Center Avenue somewhere. And he just gave my dad his end of the thing. So after he did that, I went with my dad on days when there would not be, when there was a lot of vegetables in town, and it was a lot more profitable to go out and become a huckster. Now we got to, we'd go in and go down to the produce yards and have to get in line, you know, and whatnot. And, he had the one leg. As long, oh, he could just with his arms, a very powerful arms, and he would pop up on the hub of the wagon, and then with the next jump, he'd be up in the seat. Once he got in the seat, and he got the reins of the horse in his hand, he was as big as any man there, and he had a whip. He was bigger, and he knew how to use it. So, and he, somehow we had an Indian who had one arm too, but he had two good legs. He had one arm, that's right, but he had two good legs. And he became my father's,
legs.
Legs, that's exactly right. And the two of them together was a powerful team. When he went down to produce place, and I remember one time in the produce area that somebody pulled out and got in the way and didn't do something quite right, and this this one armed
Indian
got down off the wagon, and he just this one and just laid him out. Because there was no, we would fight for position, because then you would get a load of produce, and you'd go out, we would sell the produce through the area. People would buy cabbage, you know, for sauerkraut, and for the pudding up and whatnot. And, yeah, we did whatever came along. And I used to have the job, we developed peddlers. Our own horses and our own teams, and we and I would have to get down on Sundays to water the horses and see that they were fed and cared for. And as a matter of fact, I remember I fell off one ride. I used to ride a bareback one. Down to the water trough. We didn't have the water up there. We had a water trough about two blocks down. It was just about two blocks, I think. And I was riding bareback away, and he slipped and then caught himself. And I rolled off the back.
Good boy.
And I really did a job on my head. But I was able to, you know, go back on it.
Was health ever a problem in those days?
Getting health?
Health. I'm sorry, the health issue.
My health?
Right, or your father's? Anything?
Never knew anything about it.
Everybody was hardy and
hale? Everybody, hale, hardy.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Hardworking.
Oh, yeah.
Where did you go huckstering? In the Hill District? Or?
We went, as a matter of fact, we went all, I have to tell you, went all the way out to the Italians were good buyers.
Produce.
Mm-hmm. And Larmer Avenue was way out to Larmer Avenue. We get that far out. And that was horses, I think. I remember we used to have horses. He knew his way in. He'd start him in, and he'd get in car tracks, and he would just stay ahead of the street for a few minutes and look back. Yes. Went all the way out to Lambert Avenue. That was a good spot.
Oh, yes.
As a matter of fact, my mother and dad were laid out close to that.
Oh, really?
The cemetery.
Yes.
It's great. There's cemeteries out there.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Right up that street.
Yes, right.
For Beth Sholem.
Did you have to also collect for the junk business? Did you have to go around with your horse and wagon for that?
No.
You didn't pick up?
We did not pick up. We had peddlers.
Who came to you?
And who took the horse and the wagon, and they would go out and they would collect it and then bring it to us, and we would, we would sort it.
Right.
Fix it. Mm-hmm.
Did you use the inclines also? With the horses at all?
Yes, we didn't keep our horses up on top, so we didn't use them for that. But the inclines were there, you're right, but we did not, it was in later years when we started making a little bit of money and my family felt maybe we should move up to the hill. Maxie's father lived down on what street? Villiers? Dinwiddie?
Dinwiddie, right.
It takes you from Center Avenue to Fifth Avenue. But then we moved on the Villiers, which was up above that, from there to Wiley Avenue. No, to, I guess it was all the way up to Wiley Avenue. Mm-hmm. And that's where we lived.
On Wiley Avenue.
Up close on Dinwiddie, which was...
Is that when you went to Schenley High School?
No. When I went to Schenley High School, I lived on Butler Street. And
so this was grade school then?
Yeah, lived on Butler Street.
Wasn't the Hebrew Institute near... They're on Wiley or somewhere in that area.
The old Hebrew Institute, but I didn't know.
You didn't know about it.
I didn't know.
When you had all these other jobs growing up, you still worked in your father's business?
With all one job. Everything together was the father's business. The whole thing.
Oh, the Shapiro and
everything was the family and the family business.
Okay.
No.
Did you ever have a chance to have fun?
I had fun all the time. I enjoyed what I did.
Uh-huh.
Always enjoyed.
And still did.
I enjoy what I do now.
Obviously. You can tell from that. Thank you. Were you sorry that you didn't go on in college at all? You didn't.
Never thought.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Did your sister go on to school there? Your sister. Did she go into college?
No.
My sister. No, but you're talking about Rose.
No.
Yes.
No, she married. She married. We thought very well.
Mm-hmm.
Her husband. they had the cleaning place on in Squirrel Hill in Mount Arlen.
Northumberland.
Yeah, it is. Northumberland Cleaning. And so she married him.
Mm-hmm.
And for some reason, he decided he didn't want to be in the cleaning business. And as a result, he wound up working for me.
Oh.
And he's still working for me.
Could you tell us about your social life? Did you ever go to the movies? Did you start dating?
Well, I had no trouble with finding a young lady to take out. But no, I did not.
Tell me, you said your parents attended B'nai Israel. Were they observant at home? Did they observe?
Very kosher. Oh,
they
yes,
did.
My mother did.
She did.
Absolutely.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. But I, of course, when I left the house, I
went on.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, I did not observe any kosher.
Did you used to observe the holidays at home, take off from work?
Absolutely. Yeah, the holidays, for as a matter of fact, even when I was a little boy, she would take me in, get clothes for us, and get us ready to go to school. That was very important. It was very important.
Was your father just as observant? Did he?
My father, yeah, well, she did whatever my mother wanted.
Oh.
She was the boss.
I see.
She was the boss.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean it.
Yes,
it was such.
When did your parents die?
When did they
die? Yeah, how old were they when they died?
Well, they're buried out there. We had to guess at their ages.
Ah, they didn't know.
We knew my dad's age pretty good, but my mother's age we did not know.
Mm-hmm.
But we took a good guess, I guess. Anyway, they're both buried.
What age group were they in when they died?
Oh, well, they were
up in years?
Yeah, they were up in
years.
Could you tell us a bit about the beginning of your family?
Okay. Okay, I have a story about how we started the business and all that.
Mm-hmm. Well,
I meant about when he...
Oh, I got. I was married. My first marriage.
Mm-hmm.
I married a girl I went to school with, but I always admired her. And before I started on the road, I was married.
And what was her name?
Renee.
Renee.
And I was born in 1937.
That's good.
And we married a second time.
That's
fine.
Okay.
Okay.
Funny. Let's hear from him. We'd like to hear your dad speak. He does so beautifully. Yeah.
No, but I am so blessed with having my daughter here and having Jeannie here, my
second daughter.
Ah. They're wonderful.
Yeah.
But, I can show you, as a matter of fact, Jeannie is collected some of the paraphernalia that I can show you dating back to when I left Pittsburgh. I want to tell you this.
Mm-hmm.
This was after the flood. The beginning of things in a big way started after I thought I was completely devastated. The flood of St. Patrick's flood in 1936. That's when they had that extreme.
Right.
When they went in a rowboat to the second floor of Horns.
Horns. Yeah, they have a marker there at Horns today. Right.
Also on Grant Street, too. Like street above almost.
And I, of course, by then, I had thought I was doing very well. You know, I had my yard, an old broken down truck thing, but it was great for me. It was okay. And I was doing very well. And then this flood came, and I drove up on East Ohio Street and looked at it, and I thought I was devastated. I went home and found a message for me to call the man from Allegheny Garbage Company. They had a contract for the north side to collect all the garbage. And he said to me, he said, Jack, I want you.